that you give us light from your word today in Jesus' name. We pray for peace for our city, our state. We ask that you help our country and give us peace all around in Jesus' name. Thank you for helping each one of us. Thank you. We'll not go back the way we came. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're welcome. Please have your seat. Glory to Jesus. Okay, let's get into the word. He's actually a doctor. Do you hear what I just said? His name is actually a doctor. It's not that it's Dr. Kunle Ariba. We say that that's what it appellates, it's appellation. But what that name is his function. So you are known by your function. Name in the Bible is function. It's not like a title that we just put by yourself. Of course, if we get the doctor, that doesn't mean anything. But you see, he got it by working for it. Am I making some sense? So Jesus, the Father gave him, so whatever name he had before, the Father gave him the name. After he rose from the dead, God highly exalted him and given him the name. Are you hearing me? So before Jesus died, what the name could do was not as high as what his name would do after he's risen from the dead. Let me give another example. You know, you have a check. It's like that. Check. If you have 1 million there, what I can claim is not something I claim when you have 100 million. So Jesus has been given the name above every name. Now look at this verse. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven, those on earth, those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. See that word, Lord. So he's become the master. But pastor, he was a master before. No, remember, he was born as a baby. Remember? He was born as a baby. He was weary, then tired. He grew up, matured, 30 years. He was anointed by the Spirit, and he walked around the shore of Galilee. And his name that time, with the apostles, could get certain work done within the arena of Israel. But when he died, he became a universal resource for every one of us. Do you get what I just said? Before Jesus died, it was just only a resource for the Israelites. That's why, let me show you Matthew 15. Hallelujah. Boy. Verse 21. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. I want you to look at this. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, can you look up everybody? Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. Disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. See, Jesus didn't want to answer her. Because Jesus was not yet available for the whole world. He was only available for the house of Israel at that time, before he died. Do you know why? Because Jesus had not gotten the title deed over the world. Pastor, what do you mean by that? There was already what they call that was already the God of this world, the prince of this world. Jesus just came to the land of the Jews and ministered there because of the covenant of God with Abraham for Israel. So Jesus was limited there. His name will work in that area. Look at next verse. You'll see something now. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to who? Has this verse ever confused you? The Bible says, for God so loved the world, I gave his only begotten son. Am I right? But why was he? See, that moment he was yet here, he had not yet attained that. So Jesus got his name by at least two means. Number one, he got his name by inheritance. The Father gave him the name above every name. Am I right? Am I right? That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Second, he got his name by conquering the devil. Let's go and see that. Philippians 2. Sorry, Colossians 2. In fact, put your hands in Colossians 2. Let's look at what he told John first. In the book of Revelation. Come and see. Hallelujah. Let's go. Chapter 1, book of Revelation, verse 18. I am he who lives and was dead. Are you there? Look at it. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. So he was alive, then he died on the cross. Am I right? Then he rose again, and behold, now he's alive for how many days? Forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys